Well, good morning. Happy Christmas, everyone. Let me pray for us before we have a little think together. Our Father, we thank you so much for the great joy of Christmas. Thank you that we can celebrate together this morning. And pray that you would stir our hearts now as we think again about the Christmas message and what joy it brings to all of us. Amen. Well, if I ask you the question, what is Christmas all about? I reckon everyone here could give a pretty good answer. We're celebrating the birth of Jesus, aren't we? He was a very, very special baby. And that was the message of the angels to the shepherds. Don't be afraid, I bring you good news of great joy for all the people. Today in the town of Bethlehem, a saviour has been born to you. A really special baby, that's what we're celebrating. But this morning, as we think particularly about the message of John chapter 1, verse 14, the last verse in that reading we've just had, we're going to be reminded, or maybe see for the very first time, that the birth of this baby was even more different, even more special, even more glorious than we sometimes realise. Now let me just read John 1, 14 for us again. It's on the screen. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the Word, isn't it? So some friends of ours had a baby boy a couple of days ago. At this time, last year, that baby did not exist. But then 9 months ago, he had a beginning and he began to grow in his mother's womb. And to great joy, he was born on Wednesday. He didn't exist. And then he existed. But it's not the same with Jesus, the Son of God. He has always existed. And we heard that in verse 1 of our reading. I don't know if you remember it. Famous words where Jesus is actually called the Word. And it said this, in the beginning was the Word, Jesus. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Jesus, the Son of God, has always existed. You'll have noticed this beautiful teepee that I've set up here. This represents for us Jesus' home in heaven, where he always was, living with God the Father. Heaven is a place full of the glory of God, so let me just turn on my fairy lights, okay? Heaven is a place full of the glory of God. From there, Jesus was involved with his Father and the Holy Spirit in making the world. From there, he poured out the life and the breath that all human beings enjoy. Jesus has always existed, living with his Father in glory. So what then are we celebrating at Christmas? Well, let me read those amazing words from verse 14 again. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us. Christmas doesn't mark the moment where the Son of God began to exist. It marks the moment when Jesus, the Son of God, became a human being. When his eternal divine nature was joined to a human nature in Mary's womb. And he was born as a baby, just like we are. Now, in lots of ways, it's great being a human being, isn't it? But it's also hard. We get tired. We feel sad. We get ill. Parts of our bodies cause us pain and don't do what they're supposed to do. When he became flesh, Jesus chose to join us in experiencing all of those things. He left all the glories of his home in heaven, where he lived in perfect happiness with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit, and instead he came and made his dwelling amongst us. He came and he made his dwelling amongst us. Now at this point I have to put in a couple of these because otherwise it won't stand up, so bear with me. I hope if you're at the back, you can see this. Okay. put one in the bottom here as well. There we go. Hopefully that will stand up now. Okay, Jesus came and he dwelt amongst us. Isn't that mind-blowing? The God who made us became like us and came to live alongside us. This really is one of the most amazing sentences ever written. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And yet this picture here of this little tent, Jesus dwelling amongst us, it isn't yet quite right. Because despite leaving behind all the wonders and glories of heaven and taking on the weakness of human flesh, and those who met Jesus, like John, who was one of his disciples and wrote these words, they were still able to say, "We have seen his glory." And it turns out Jesus did not leave all his glory behind in heaven. And so I'm going to move these little fairy lights, which represent the glory, and put them here. Jesus didn't leave all his glory behind in heaven. What was it about Jesus as he lived among us as a human being that showed his glory? And it wasn't that as a baby he lay there in the manger and had a little halo over his head, or that as he grew up he had this constant glow around him and just kind of floated around. It wasn't even that he showed off his power all of the time. Of course, he did that sometimes, didn't he, as he healed the sick and he calmed the storm. But the power that Jesus showed off always came hand in hand with weakness and suffering. There was something even more central to Jesus' demonstration of his glory. Listen to what John tells us. "We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." He came from the Father, full of grace and truth. That's our second surprising fact for the morning. Jesus showed his glory not by acting in power and might like he could have, but by being full of grace and truth. For the first time ever, God was walking around as a human being. He'd pitched his tent alongside people like us. They had a chance to get to know God like never before. And the thing that he was keenest for them to see, and the thing that they were most amazed by when they met him, was his character, full of grace and truth, perfect goodness, the glory of God. Grace, it means that undeserved kindness that God shows to us, showering us with love and compassion when we deserve the opposite. Truth means the complete faithfulness God has in keeping his promises and the way in which we can stake our lives on every word that comes from his mouth. As Jesus grew up and lived his life, these two things, grace and truth, shone out from everything he said and did. Now, that is why God coming to be a human like us at that first Christmas is such good news, worth celebrating, because it means as we look at Jesus, we can know exactly what God is like. And we can experience now the full weight of his glory, the grace and the truth in our lives today. If you read on in John, you'll discover there is one particular moment in Jesus' life which is described as the hour of his glory. Do you know where we need to look to see Jesus at his most glorious? We need to look to his death on the cross. That is what is called his hour of glory. You see, Jesus grew up, and we know, don't we, that he went and he died on the cross. And yet, amazingly, we're told that is his hour of glory. Why is that? Well, because as Jesus hung on the cross looking so weak, God poured out his grace on us. He proved that he really does remain true to all his promises as Jesus took our sin and judgment on himself so that we might be forgiven and we might be adopted into his family. Now, we've had a tough year, haven't we? In lots of ways, Christmas feels very different this year. But nothing that's happened has taken away any of the grace or the truth that are ours in Jesus. He's now back in heaven at his Father's side, ruling with power and authority. And he's also still dwelling with us, isn't he? Amongst us, in us, by the Holy Spirit. The best of both worlds. He's now here and he's there. If I had more fairy lights, I'd put some up there and I'd put them there. His glory is everywhere, wherever we look, upwards to heaven, inwards to our own hearts, backwards to the cross, we see the glory of Jesus' grace and truth at work in our lives. So do you feel weak or weary or weighed down by sin? Well, look to his grace this Christmas time. Do you feel unstable or unhappy or unsure about what to think? We'll trust in what he says is true this Christmas time. You see, the angels were right. We don't need to be afraid. We do have news of great joy. The great news of Christmas is anyone who trusts in Jesus gets to enjoy a present right now and a future that is marked by God's undeserved kindness and unwavering faithfulness, the glory of our incredibly good God. I'm going to pray for us. Our Father, we thank you so much for the Lord Jesus. Thank you that he did take on flesh to come and live amongst us. And thank you for that amazing glory that he brought with him, the glory of grace and truth. Father, please help us all to build our lives on that grace and that truth. Amen.